Who are you?
Maban Grid whispered, wide-eyed. Richard slowly drew the Sword of Truth. The soft ring of steel filled the quiet dawn. He placed the sword's point at Maban Grid's throat. I am Richard, the Seeker, mate to the Mother Confessor. Worried whispers drifted through the cold air. And I am a wizard. Her wizard. Eyes as far as she could see widened. Jaws dropped. Maban Grid's face slackened a little. He glanced to the sword.
Wizard? You?
Wizard!
Richard's angry glare swept across the gathered men.
Wizard! I command the magic, the gift. It would seem, old fool, your false spirits have lied to you. They said the Mother Confessor had no wizard. They sent one of yours to start a war the Mud People do not want. They have used you for their own purposes. Perhaps a wise spirit guide would have known this. Perhaps an old fool would not.
Grumbling broke out among the men. If you persist in this, if you disobey the Mother Confessor, I will use my magic to destroy you. I will use terrible magic to burn the Bantok's land to ashes and put a blight upon it for all time. Each Bantok will die a horrible death, a death by my magic. I will kill every last Bantok, young and old. His cold gray eyes returned to Maban Grid. But I will start with the old.
Magic,
Maban Grid whispered.
You will kill us with magic?
Richard leaned closer. If you disobey the Mother Confessor, I will kill you all with magic more frightful than anything you can imagine. As the men all listened in rapt attention to her translation, Richard recited a litany of horrors he would bring to them. Most of the things she remembered Zed telling a mob that had come to kill him when they thought he was a witch. Richard was using the same things now to scare the Bantok. The more he spoke, the wider their eyes became. Maban Grid's gaze left the sword and returned to Richard's face. He looked less sure of himself, but wasn't entirely ready to concede.
The spirits told me there was no wizard with the Mother Confessor. Why should I believe you are a wizard?
All of the anger left Richard's face. She had never seen him hold the sword without the fury of the sword's magic in his eyes. There did seem to be something in his eyes, but it wasn't hate or rage. He looked at peace. Somehow, it was more frightening than the anger. It was the peace of a man committed to a course. In the dim dawn light, the blade of Richard's sword changed. It began to glow white, white hot with magic. It brightened until no one could miss seeing the bright, white luminescence. Richard was using the only magic he knew and could depend on, the magic of the sword. It was enough. Fear swept the crowd. Men fell to their knees, dropping their weapons, muttering for forgiveness, beseeching the spirits to protect them. Others stood frozen, not knowing what to do. Forgive me, old man, Richard whispered, but I must kill you to save a great many more lives. Know that I forgive you and regret what I must do. As she translated, Kaelin put a hand on Richard's arm to keep him from doing anything.
Richard, wait. Please, give me a chance.
He nodded slightly. One chance. Fail and I will kill him. She knew he was trying to scare the Bantok, to break the spell they seemed to be under. But he was scaring her, too. He was beyond the rage of the sword, to something worse. She looked back to the spirit guide.
Maban Grid, Richard will kill you. He does not lie about this. I have asked him to wait, so I may grant you my forgiveness, if you will see the truth of what we say. I can ask him not to kill you, and he will do as I ask, but only once. After that I will have no control over him. If you are insincere in your change of heart, there will be much death and suffering. Richard is a man of his word. He has made a promise to you, and if you try to trick him with your answer, he will keep his promise. I give you this one chance to hear the truth. It is not yet too late. The Mother Confessor does not want any of her people to die. Every life in the Midlands holds dear value in my heart. But sometimes I must let a few lose their lives so that many more may live. I will hear your answer. The men all stood, stooped, and still. They looked as if they had gotten themselves into something they no longer wanted. The Bontoc were a peaceful people, and they seemed to regret their foray, even seemed confused by it. Richard had succeeded in giving them a bigger fright than whatever brought them to this. The breeze fluttered the dry grass, and in its passing pulled a stray wisp of hair across her face. Kaelin reached up and pulled it back as she waited. With eyes that seemed to have gone empty of passion, Ma Bongrid searched her face. The spell had been broken. His voice came soft and sincere.
I heard the spirits speak. I thought they were speaking the truth. It is as he says. I am an old fool.
He looked around at his silent men.
The Bontoc have never before sought to bring death to others. We will not start now.
He bowed his head and pulled his medallion over his wispy, gray hair. He brought it up in both hands, offering it to her.
Please, Mother Confessor, give this to the Mud people. Tell them it is given in peace. We will start no war with them.
He glanced over. Richard returned the sword to its scabbard. Ma Bongrid looked back to her.
Thank you for stopping us, for stopping me from listening to false spirits and doing a terrible thing.
Kaelin bowed her head to the old man. I am thankful I was able to serve in time to prevent anyone from being hurt.
Richard glanced to her. Ask him how the spirits convinced him to do something against the nature of his people.
Ma Bongrid, how did the spirits put the lust for war in your heart, the lust for killing?
He stared off, unsure.
Their whispers came to me in the night, made me feel the need. I have felt an urge to violence before, but never acted on it. This time it seemed I could not hold it back. I had never felt this need so strongly before.
The veil to the underworld, the spirit world is torn.
Whispers spread back through the men as she told them Richard's words. False spirits may seek to speak to you again. Be on guard against them. I understand how you were tricked and will hold no anger against you for it. But I expect you to be more cautious now that you have learned the truth and have been warned.
Thank you, wizard.
Ma Bongrid nodded.
I will make it so.
Did the spirit's voices tell you anything else?
The old man frowned in thought.
I don't really remember their voices telling me what must be done. It was more of a feeling that filled me with the need. My son?
He looked up.
The one who died. He was with me, and heard them also. I felt that the spirit spoke differently to him somehow. His eyes were wild with hate, even more than mine. He went as soon as we were visited by the spirits.
His gaze sank to the ground. Richard regarded the spirit guide a long moment. His voice came softly.
I am sorry, Ma Bongrid, that I had to kill your son. It wounds my heart to have done so. Know that had there been any other path, I would have taken it.
The old man nodded, but couldn't bring forth words. He looked around at his men. He seemed suddenly ashamed.
I don't know what we are doing here,
he whispered.
This is not the Bontoc way.
It is the fault of false spirits. I am glad we were here to help you see the truth of it, Richard said.
He nodded again and turned to his men, looking about at them, and then walked off toward their homeland.
Kaelin let out a heavy sigh. Richard watched warily as the Bontoc plodded off into the sunrise, dragging spears behind.
What do you make of that?
She asked when he turned to her at last. He rested his hand on the hilt of the sword and turned to watch the Bontoc.
The keeper is getting ahead of us. He looked back to her eyes. He has taken the effort to discredit you, to discredit the mother confessor. He is laying traps for us. He has plans, and I don't have the slightest idea what they are. What are we going to do? What we plan to do. Tonight we have the gathering, and tomorrow we are married and leave for Adendrill. She studied his face.
You really are a wizard, she said softly. You used magic to break the keeper's spell.
His expression didn't change.
No, I'm not. It was just a little trick Zed taught me. He said once that people are more afraid to die from magic than anything else, as if they would somehow be more dead. I used that fear and the wizard's first rule to make them believe it. It was a stronger fear than the one the spirits gave them.
And what of turning the Sword of Truth white?
He regarded her a long moment.
You remember when Zed showed us how the sword works? How it couldn't harm anyone you think innocent?
She nodded. But he was wrong. When it is white, you can kill anyone. Anyone. Even one you know to be innocent. Even one you love. His eyes hardened.
I hate magic.
Richard, the gift has just helped you save the lives of many people.
At what cost?
He whispered. Whenever I even think of turning the sword white, all I can remember is how I did it to you, how I almost killed you with it.
But you didn't. Almost doesn't make bread rise.
That doesn't stop the pain of it,
or of having killed with the sword's white magic, and of knowing what I am capable of.
It makes me feel like a raw.
He let out a heavy breath and changed the subject. I think we had better be very careful at the gathering tonight.
Richard, this puts a new light on things. We have been warned twice now of the danger of dealing with the spirits. Won't you reconsider the gathering?
He looked away.